Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's your boy DJ ATF. Follow me out on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram. Follow me out.
And it is your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goose.
Yeah. Back with another week.
Yes. Another episode.
We're rolling them out. Getting them going.
Yes. Can I just make a public service announcement? Yeah. All y'all people need to stay at home.
What's going on?
It's causing me not to be able to book stuff because y'all keep booking everything. Everything is being booked up because y'all won't stay our ass at home. Mm-hmm. Y'all think y'all vaccinated and stuff and y'all get to do something. People said they not staying in the house. They did enough of that for, and I won't even say a year because I feel like everybody was getting out maybe like, October? Mm-hmm. I would say September, October. That's when people was like, I would even say before then, but like traveling and stuff, I feel like. People was traveling like September, October and stuff. But
at first, I think September was kind of when everybody was like, oh, niggas out here really, the flight's cheap, mm-hmm. everybody travel. Then it got to a point where like, everybody really out here.
My cousin, she worked, she wanted the leads for the flight gate agents, and she said that airport has been busy every single day. Like, they have not had mm-hmm. like a down time because mm-hmm. she said it's so busy. And then she said it's crazy because flights are, like, more expensive now. Like, flights are getting back to, and my cousin said it's really higher than what it was before.
The middle seats?
And I'm just mad about that. Delta, I had faith in y'all.
They do want that money. It's a corporation at the end
Especially they done made all they, the ready reserve full-time, so they getting paid for full-time hours, and then they paying, they giving them bonuses, and giving them more money and stuff, so.
Trying to make sure they come to work.
Yep.
So, just be careful, man. Mm-hmm. That's all I like to say.
The BET Awards is basically saying that they're going to have a live audience this year, but you have to be fully vaccinated. So everybody who comes have to be fully vaccinated.
So that's my thing about that, right? So if you vaccinated, you know what I mean? What about people that's not vaccinated? I mean, I understand for the BET Awards, because mm-hmm. you know, you show your paperwork, this, that, and the third. But like Biden said, if you go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. and I don't have my, right now I can go to a restaurant if the restaurant allowed us not have masks on if you're vaccinated, mm-hmm. I could just walk in there, not being vaccinated.
Yeah, because we went to we went out to eat last week, and two people we was with didn't have a mask, so they was like, "Well, D and Jordan didn't have a mask," so they like,
"Wow, you just gonna call them out on camera?"
Because we wasn't in their car, so they had a mask.
I don't care.
As much stuff y'all say on this podcast, and I can't say something like that.
Hey, I'll tell you that shit.
So, yeah, they didn't have a mask. So I asked the one of the hostess, I was like, can y'all have extra masks? She was like, well, you don't need a mask in here. So I'm like, you don't even need a mask to walk into a restaurant no more. Like, some places are not even, requiring that you know, wear a mask. Yeah. So I'm like.
So now you're mixing in the people who are vaccinated with mm-hmm. the people who are not vaccinated. And now it's just a free fall. We're finna be back in the same position that we were already in. Like, mm-hmm. I don't get how. I mean, I understand the numbers they're saying is like, 274 million that have been vaccinated in the United States, so that's good. But mm-hmm. it's like, still though, you have a lot of people who not.
But see, it's about 10 million people in Cali, so that's nothing. 10 million people live in Cali, so only 2 million people.
No, 200 million
people vaccinated.
Baby, look that up real quick.
In the world, I mean, not in the world, in the U.S.
I think it's in the U.S. Baby, can you look that up?
But no, that's good. I thought she heard you through
the... Yeah,
what's in the U.S.?
The vaccination count. How many have been vaccinated? I think it's at, like, I think I've seen two... But that could have been for the world. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it said 274 million.
Yeah, 276.
Oh, so
in the U.S.?
Out. Doses given, but fully vaccinated is 124 million.
And that's in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's you know.
Oh yeah, that's more than that's good. Yeah.
That's good. It's good, but at the same time, how many people are not? What's the rate? 37%.
37% of the population
fully vaccinated.
Okay,
it's only 37%.
So I feel like by the end of the summer we're gonna get about 60%.
But the thing is,
because people gonna be wanting to do stuff.
What a lot of people are doing, getting that first shot, they not getting that second one because they like, shit, the first one had me fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the TikTok of people? You got the first one?
Yeah, I get my second one at the end of the month.
Okay, I ain't know that, CJ.
I saw a post that said something about if you're a parent that's allowing your child to get the vaccination, like a minor 16 and under, they said you're a terrible parent because this is an experiment and you're putting your child at risk.
All this stuff an experiment,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you can't really
And
see
I mean,
that,
if that's the case, you need to go back to when we was babies, when we got the shots and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
They shooting
us up with all kinds of shit. Yeah.
You can't say somebody a bad parent because they choosing to do it now. What about all the other times before then? Because I'm pretty sure when I was a baby, when I got one of my shots, one of the shots made me sick. So I got sick. I got a cold and everything. Yeah. It made me sick. And I think that's what happened to most babies when they be babies. They get a shot. They run a fever or anything like that. So
that's going to happen.
Yeah. That's what they say.
That's going to happen with any vaccination because they basically putting it in you so you can grow the cells to the antibodies. I know that's the word. The antibodies to grow to be immune to it. So they put it in you basically. So it's gonna affect you some kind of way.
Yeah.
But they said it's opened up 12 and 15 year olds now and they getting it, getting a shot. You can't say somebody, like you said, you can't say somebody's a bad parent just because they want, you gotta look at it from their point of view. That's from the point of view of a person who's against it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a person that's with it, like, this is saving lives.
And so, honestly, I'm not against people getting the vaccine. I'm not against people not getting the vaccine. Yeah. It's whatever you want to do. I'm just choosing not to do it.
Yeah.
So if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. But I'm just choosing not to right now.
It's your life.
Yeah.
It's
Did you life. See the TikTok when it was, they said people with vaccination, they put a magnet on their arm, wherever they got vaccinated at, and then it stuck to it?
What?
Mm-hmm. It's on TikTok. It's like different people doing it.
Get one of the magnets out of the refrigerator. CJ, come on.
Come on, yeah, try it.
We ain't gonna have this chance with nobody else.
Exactly.
Pooh got it. Pooh got vaccinated too. Yeah, CJ, we gotta try that out. See if man, look, nigga, the one thing he got
it's
that metal in it.
That people doing. And they said it's sticking to that.
Hey, exactly. I'm vaccinated. Shit. That's always good. At least I'm vaccinated next year. But, yeah, man, that shit crazy, man. It just, at this point, allow people to live their life the way they want to live.
Yeah.
Man. At this point, even if you're vaccinated, I think you should still wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like,
yeah.
That don't mean nothing. I'm not trusting this shit till I know for a fact it's gone.
Yeah.
And that probably won't be for, I'm probably wearing my mask, honestly, for the next 5 to 10 years. Sorry.
I hope mom got to wear it for that long.
I'm trying
to be done by the end of the year.
Oh, hell no. You ain't going to be done by the end of the year.
You feel me?
And you're not getting the vaccine, too?
But
you got to wear your mask.
My, one of my clients told me that somebody she know got the vaccination in February, and they had COVID in May. Earlier in May.
They did what?
They got the vaccination in February and they had COVID.
Yeah, they say
earlier in May.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what
people thinking. Like, you can't think just because you're getting the vaccine that you go be automatically, you can just go live your life freely. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
What it is the same thing with a cold or the flu. You can get a vaccine for it, but you still have a possibility of catching it.
Mm-hmm.
And so people got to understand that as well. That's why I hate that Joe Biden came out and said that, you can either get vaccinated or just wear a mask. It should be both. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
And I would feel better if they would say, even if you are vaccinated, please still wear your mask. Yeah. Like, just still say that. Don't say, oh, you vaccinated, so you good. It's not 100%. Nothing is 100%.
Exactly.
So,
is that, and they say it on there. Like, this one is a 97% rate of success. This one is a 95%. I think the highest one is Pfizer. I think that got a 97%. Johnson & Johnson at like 94%.
They took Johnson & Johnson off, though.
No, they brought it back.
They did?
Yeah. They brought it back like the next day. I think that shit stayed off for like a day.
Johnson & Johnson, you only got
to
get one.
Yeah, that's why people probably getting it.
That's why folks are going to them.
Yeah. I want to trust Johnson & Johnson with shit, though, because they... Nigga. Back then, when we was babies, they were saying the powder give you the powder. I love that little bedtime lotion though. The little purple one, one that's in the purple one. That joint smells so good. But
John said back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. Got hey y'all. Justin, y'all didn't want to fuck with me back then. I got this vaccine, nigga. What you call?
But see, Johnson gonna forever make money because
Man, John, they shit. They been on.
That Johnson. That's what Madea say.
So it probably. I mean, the more that you do it, the more vaccines you give, the more better data that we get on it. The more we can, you know, see which ones work, which ones don't. You know, so at the beginning when they only tested 80 people, of course it's gonna be higher. You know what I mean? But now that you got more of a playing field. It drops down.
Then you gotta duplicate the vaccines. I mean, the vaccines. You gotta duplicate it, so you gotta make it more.
So you know.
And it's gonna come out the same each time.
Exactly.
That's why people get that one.
A lot of people trying to get.
So it's a 95% chance of you not getting
COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, 95% that you won't get COVID. Preventing COVID in those without prior infection.
Mm. Preventing COVID. That does not say you're not gonna get it.
Prevent means
not getting it.
It's gonna, but see that's the thing where people get us when they say prevent, it means you can get it, but what you may not get it basically. That's what prevent mean. Prevent don't mean 100% like you're not gonna so get it. Like when they say I'm trying to.
It's preventing.
Sex, but
you can still.
That's why they put it like that, so they can cover their own ass. It is what it is at this point.
Like they say, medicine prevents symptoms, but you may get symptoms. Now, what's going?
You never know. Like it could be like any other drug that they give us. This is going to stop this.
Mm-hmm. But
you get this.
You may get this.
You may get A, B, and C. So. You know, we don't.
Exactly.
We don't, and that's another thing. We don't know the long-term effects of the data because we haven't had it for a long term. So, you know, it's just, we just got to play it by what you think is safe for you at this point. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You heard about, what's up?
Sorry. I was going to say, Delta sent out an email recently to anybody who's inquired about a job that now they're going to be requiring vaccines in order to work for them.
I think somebody else said that too recently. Somebody else said it. Now, I can't remember who it was. But it was somebody else that said that they gonna require you to have
all the schools out here.
Yeah, the schools. You know, so they putting it in place.
I feel like, but when it get to the point, then maybe I'll take it. If it get to the point of saying I can't work because this is what my livelihood is right now, then I'll have to. But until then. I'm not taking this shit.
They gonna pull your card, Tay.
I already know they gonna pull it.
They gonna pull it, especially when they get it to about 60-70% of people that have taken it, and when it's the majority is taking it, they definitely go pull a card. So,
cause it's only in my salon, it's only me and this other girl that ain't took it. Mm-hmm. Me and her, the only two people ain't took it. Everybody else took it. They strong on it. Like we across the street from a shelter in a homeless shelter and a clinic for women and kids or whatever. And so one time the people came over there that was doing vaccines. They came over there that we got like 6 more shots. Anybody want to get vaccinated? And they named me and her. And we like, we ain't getting that stuff. But they pushing us to get it. But I'm like, you can't make me get it. All you can just tell me to do is wear my mask. And honestly, I mean, that's the owner going to mess up if she missed my $880 a month. For me not working there. So the best bet is for me to just, as long as I wear my mask, I'm just going to keep wearing my mask. That's all I'm going to do. And
tell you're going to be wearing that mask for the rest of your life. Basically is what you're saying.
I'm fine with that. I don't got to do it. I done been wearing it for a damn year, shit.
Hey,
why I can't wear it no more?
At this point,
shit,
hey, I done wore this long. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't even expect myself to wear it this long.
Exactly.
You know? Now it's becoming part of people's fashion. I see on the Shade Room, they got people with the little, you can sip out of straw.
Oh, yeah. They got creative. Yeah, smoke with it, man. And everything.
Yeah, they doing it all, man. Hey, so, hey.
You might as well. Was making a killing off masks last year. You remember wasn't no, you could not find no masks or no gloves in the in the stores.
You could.
People were the mask business was what had came up.
Yeah, big time. That's why we were telling Shanae to get on that shit, man. Tell our sister, like, get on that shit. This,
it's easy to make, too.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm. You buy a bulk of masks. Just say you buy 10 masks for $100. You sell them for 20 with designs on them. People gonna buy that shit. Hell like, yeah. You making a come up.
Now, honestly, masks cheaper than that. You can get mad.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying I'm trying to just
get probably about 100 for 100.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, you gotta work, man. That's why I said whoever was doing hand sanitizers, man. Mm-hmm.
Everything was sold out.
Man, yep. they made a killing last year, bro. I know they pockets are crazy.
Who was that comedian that died? Who was that?
Yeah, man, Paul Mooney.
You know him?
Yeah.
You always
say him. He used to work with Eddie Murphy a lot. Mm-hmm. He was one of Eddie Murphy guys. Like he really helped Eddie Murphy. He like the background Eddie Murphy best. Mm. He like everything that Eddie Murphy jokes. Mm-hmm. He helped Eddie Murphy write all his jokes basically. Yeah, man, that shit's crazy. Paul Mooney. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
He just seen it on the Shade Room. I don't.
Nah, fuck. That is what he said after you said it. Paul Mooney. Oh yeah, he passed away.
like he know him. He didn't know him.
If a nigga knows somebody passed away that they knew, they'll be like, they'll say, you know, like, yeah, man, that shit fucked up. Or I know, man, that shit crazy. Nigga just said, oh, he passed away. That's it. That's all you got? Yeah, bro. You ain't know that nigga. Nah, yeah, I ain't know that nigga.
Ain't even a lot of y'all.
But yeah, that was Eddie Murphy guy.
I know Eddie Murphy talking about his guy. Like, who was he?
They used to fuck. I'm just playing. I always thought Eddie Murphy was a little suspect, though. I ain't gonna lie.
That tight ass red leather suit that he had on.
I always thought Eddie was a little sick.
But see, y'all gotta understand, Eddie Murphy is in his close to 60s. Mm-hmm. So he back in the time when they was wearing tight tight pants and tight stuff like that. Yeah, was the fashion. So
they wearing tight shit now though.
Yeah.
Shit, they wearing tight ass fucking
skinny jeans. Yeah, I remember when skinny jeans was intact though, like for real, like.
Man, like, these niggas still in.
Yeah, they is, the younger people.
I was just gonna say, you getting older, so your crowd's kind of evolving to loosen up. You know why they do that, right?
What?
Well, skinny jeans.
Why?
It's because when you at a younger age, your ball's not as big. So the older you get, the more loose your pants need to be because, like, your balls expand. I'm just putting you on game right now, Anderson. I'm just letting you know, like, the older you get, the same way y'all titties start to sag, the same way our balls start to sag. It's the same shit, man.
That shit ain't even funny.
That shit ain't funny. Because look, if I punch you in your titty, you going to be sore as hell probably for a couple hours. You punch a nigga in the dick, he going to be fucked up for a couple hours.
Y'all going to be fucked up for a long time. We ain't going to be fucked up for
Yeah, because we carrying children.
Y'all just
going to be y'all not carrying children. Y'all, honestly, we have it harder. Women.
Remember they used to say, don't hit me in my chest, I'm gonna get breast cancer. Y'all don't remember that?
Did y'all remember that, Naja?
Well, that's a girl thing. That's what we used to say.
Did y'all mama ever have that little thing in the shower where it tell you how to massage your breast to check for breast cancer?
No, but I seen that like post about it.
Yeah, and I seen that at the doctor's office.
Yeah. Shit, my mama had one in the shower, goddamn.
Wait, hold
on.
That's good though.
You massage checking. Your breast and check for lumps.
What she had in the shower for?
To check
that's
in the shower.
You was the only child.
Yeah.
You a nigga.
What that mean?
Why would you shower in her shower?
Because she had a stand-up shower.
Oh, you like that shower?
Yeah, I get
to
stand up in
that
it.
Is the
I
best
mean,
shower, though.
But still, though, it's a... it wasn't a tub. It was just... you just walk in, yeah, and you... That shit just feel more... I don't know what it is
you
about it.
You climb over the tub.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You just step in, walk in. That shit just more convenient. But yeah, back to what I was saying about children. We should get more respect for carrying a child. Because we are always carrying the baby.
Undeveloped.
Exactly. But we still carrying it.
We developed.
We don't get no respect. Y'all get all the credit for, oh, I buried the child and I had to carry the child. Y'all get all the respect.
Because we have to go through more than that. Huh? We have to go through more than that.
What you mean?
For one, you have to go through sicknesses. You have to go through carrying the child. All that shit. I don't know what you gotta go through all the way yet.
Hey, I
feel you. I know you gotta go through that shit hard. Y'all. But
we have to actually carry that shit. That's why men don't really talk as much and open up with our feelings, because we leave it within with our children.
I know you trying to persuade, but that shit. You talking to like a real feminist. You talking to the wrong person.
I don't tell you, basically. What that song get?
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Yeah, that goddamn. Mm-hmm. But you heard about Lucci? Yeah, you doing ASMR? The fuck going on there?
Asthmar. Let me pull it back.
Asthmar.
That's what I call it, asthmar.
But they finally got him on the racketeer. He turned himself in.
He ain't getting Lucci. Out.
I feel like some people like, you know how some people like that once the snowball start rolling, it's like there's no coming back from that shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's him, like. Once that snowball started rolling with the murder case and all that shit, it just started snowballing. Same thing with Joe Budden.
What happened with him?
First, the people on the show said they weren't getting paid. They said he trying to do them like Diddy.
They left him. Yeah.
They left his show. Then he got sexual misconduct, sexual harassment.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's crazy.
It's like once the ball start rolling, bro, y'all gotta cut the bullshit out that you're doing in your life.
But sometimes you can't even cut it out because that shit gone. When you continuously do bad stuff, mm-hmm. and you continuously do stuff that's gonna catch up with mm-hmm. you. Like karma is gonna get you.
Yep.
So I feel like that's what's happening with Lucci.
Yeah.
Lucci. But yeah, I feel like that's what's happening with him, and I feel like he can't even avoid it. Like he couldn't avoid it when it happened. Like he had to deal with it.
Yeah.
And he gonna have to deal with it now, but
yeah. That shit ugly, man.
You gotta stay away. It's I don't know. I never
But I just feel like, you know, like you said, man, you gotta treat, man, honestly, at the point that I'm at in my life, bro, I treat everything like it's
your last.
Do or die. You know what I mean? Like, it's do or die at this point. I be thinking, like, when I was younger, bro, with my dad and shit, like, my dad used to just eat a burger, dump that shit out the window. You know what I mean? Just fucking up the ozone. Just
ruthless.
Just drink, throw it out the window. Like,
that what he used to do?
Hell yeah. And I used to be right up with his head, throwing that shit out the window. Then I get back with my mom. You know what I'm saying? I roll down the window after I drink shit, throw it out. She slapped my ass like, what you doing? I'm like, oh, shit. I thought it was cool. I thought it was the way to be. But it was like, with that happening, like now, I go outside, I drive somewhere, and I eat. And I'm like, damn, this car junky. Fuck. I start grabbing shit, cleaning up. I'm like, damn, I want to throw this shit out the window. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, bro. You can't
I don't even do that. I used to do that when I was little. Yeah. Like, throw it out and just do little stuff like that. I don't do it no more because, I don't know, I just feel like it's a part of, that's laziness. Yeah. I feel like it's a part of being lazy.
It is.
Lazy.
And you gotta understand that you fucking up the ozone.
I'm arguing with a person,
bro,
behind
you
the camera.
I just ignore his ass for now. Because you really fucking up the world.
It is. It is.
The world, man.
It's messing up your community, because eventually, I feel like when it rains, the wind blows, it can eventually blow into your area. Like, you just never know. But
that shit do like a motherfucker.
I just be waiting until I get to like a store or something. I just pull up and just throw it away in the trash can. Especially, I try not to throw it out the window no more. If I do throw it out the window, it'll probably be a blunt or...
Like, with my mama being right there on the corner, she got a corner house.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's right there on the corner. So, it's a stop sign basically right in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, bro, it'd be so much trash, bro, just in her yard, just yeah. shit done blown.
And that's what you gotta, when you do purchase a house, you gotta take that into consideration. It's a lot that you gotta take into consideration with moving in a place, because being that she on that stop sign, people walk to that stop sign. Mm-hmm. And some people probably walk exercise, just walk to the stop sign and just throw something on the ground mm-hmm. and then just walk back. Yeah. And then don't even care because she on the corner, but yeah.
That shit, man.
Is she on the main street?
She not on the main street, but it's close. It's a busy street.
Okay.
It's busy enough to where, you know, you got to clean your yard mm-hmm. at least once a week. Maybe
you got to. And it's sad that you got to do that because I ain't even the one making the mess. But
like, even out here, bro, like the neighbors, bro, when I just did the yard yesterday, bro, it was Hennessy bottles, cigarettes, black and mild. Yes, right here at the end of the street. It's on the outside, like right here at the edge.
And this house.
But it's in our yard. You see what I'm saying? Like,
cause they sometimes be parking right there.
Yeah, they're parking in their front parts. You know, yeah. just chilling right here. And it's like, bro, I'm talking about big ass Hennessy bottle, like this shit out there. Just
the fact that you got the Hennessy bottle.
They be like, nigga, that was your ass.
Exactly. That's why this shit emptying right there, cause you did it.
But bro, that shit is crazy. Like, I feel like, bro, even those little things, I just look at God like. He just like, that's a little point right there. Mm-hmm. That's a little point right there. You better keep, you keep fucking, hey, I'm mm-hmm. just tagging on there. I'm just tagging on. And I feel like, I told Najee this shit, like, what I think hell is. I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, what I think hell is. I don't think hell is like, you know, you go down and you burn forever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's what it is. I think what hell is, first of all, I think what heaven is where your soul leaves the body. And it transfers to another place. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. But I think with hell, I think we're living in hell. But we're living the best part of hell.
Mm-hmm.
I think a human is the best scenario that you can have in hell. And I think the worst scenario is an ant, a termite, you know, some shit like that where you just step on it and kill it. I think that's hell. Like, you come back, God be like, you get up there, you're like, nah, bro, you ain't make it. Now you got to come back as an ant. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, you being born as an ant. Now you got to follow behind this motherfucker ass all day on this trail. I think that's what hell is, bro. I don't know. I just. You see what I'm saying? I just think that's the bullshit. Like, or you in the jungle and you come back as a fucking animal that get hunted on a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fight for your. Like, I ain't never thought about this shit. But imagine yourself having a fucking. Fight for your life every day. That's what animals have to do, bro.
That's why they need to stay the fuck out of the way.
Huh?
Stay out of the way.
They got no choice. They gotta live.
No, I actually feel bad for like wilderness animals and stuff like that, because they really have to watch their back because they don't know what's coming for them.
Yes, bro. You got humans coming after your ass. You got animals coming after your ass. They basically in a drug game every day. Like, nigga, what?
What would you want to be, though?
If I had to choose an animal? Of course, a lion or a tiger. Or
they still got to wash their back, though.
But I'd rather wash my back with a tribe instead of having to wash my back, like, with some other antelopes or some shit.
I'm about to
like,
be a hyena.
Man, your ass get ate the fuck up.
No, they got, there's a lot of them, though.
They do be deep and fucked.
Yeah, a lot of them.
But they all pussy, so it's like, you better run with my ass.
They ain't about shit. I don't know. I would definitely be something that fly.
You gotta be protected.
Man. I'd definitely be something that fly, but then I can't be no small ass bird.
I say that too. I'd rather be something that fly because you get to see the world.
I would never see crows dead, though. Do crows be dying?
They do when they eat the wrong shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I won't be no pigeon. Especially no West Side pigeon. Now, if I had to pick a pigeon to be, if I had to choose like one area.
You said a penguin.
Nah, hell no. I ain't driving no penguin. I ain't driving. But if I had to choose a penguin, bro, if I had to choose a penguin, it would be a West Side penguin all day in Atlanta. I would be a West Side
pigeon.
Pigeon, my bad. Look, now you got me saying penguin. But a
pigeon,
bro.
Trying to think what a pigeon look like.
The motherfuckers that walk, bro. They just walk, bro. Them niggas don't be scared of shit. Especially over here, bro. I try to buck at a pigeon, nigga. That nigga
I be seeing them when they be at the.
I'm still good.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me of Dr. Doolittle with them penguins. No, pigeons.
Why they make them scared, bro?
Yeah, they'll be this close to you. Like, yeah, they'll be walking there. But that way, you get a little bit closer, then they'll fly away.
Shit, not the west side.
I be trying to hit their ass. Them niggas
will hit your ass, bro. Them like, shit, nigga, what happened?
I be trying to hit their ass sometimes. They be getting...
I'm about to come in there, too, if they let me in.
Right. They head just bobbing.
Yeah, they just be...
I be wanting to hit their ass sometime when I be driving. It's like they'll move at the last minute. Just like a squirrel. Ooh. I'm in my hitter bird one time.
For real?
I was driving, and next thing you know, I was driving. That bird just hit my window. And I was like, damn, I killed the bird. Because, you know, their brain is like this little.
I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah, I didn't commit suicide. I mean, no.
You didn't commit a murder.
I didn't commit a crime.
Shit, I fucked a pregnant possum up one time so bad. I fucked that. Man, I call my brother right now.
Now, that's the nastiest. Can't stand fucking nasty ass possum. Yes, they just so fucking nasty.
I fucked that possum up, man. Taylor. I fucked that.
I don't want to hear that shit. I don't even know what that shit look like. I be seeing it on the ground sometimes.
Well, I fucked up.
You always find possum dead.
But I went back and looked at it.
Why the fuck would you do that?
Cause,
I hope you remember it right now how I look.
Hell yeah. But that shit is... Hey, if you ever kill a animal on the road, never go back and look at it.
Hell
unless you finna go like eat it like if it's a deer. You know, country people, they'll hit a deer. They'll go scoop that bitch up, put it on the back of the truck.
Hell yeah.
I remember Uncle Claren did that shit one time. That nigga hit a deer, he put that shit on the back of the truck. Like, nigga, why you got that fucking dead ass deer on the back of your truck? Hell yeah. And I don't even think
Why I don't like driving in the country at night.
Hell yeah, boy, it's hella deal.
I always, when I be riding in the country, I always see a deer. Like, no matter what, I always see a deer.
You go see some deer.
And it's
deer.
Like, why the fuck they always come out?
And then that's how you know it's crazy in the country. You know, like in the city, they'll have signs up like, it's deer crossing or a deer.
Oh, yeah, when you in the country, they ain't let you know shit. That shit normal. That shit normal. I ain't gonna let you know nothing.
You better know they out here. Exactly. What's wrong with you? You should have been driving that fast.
Exactly.
You drive 50 miles an hour in the country. What's wrong with you?
They gonna blame it on you for driving fast. Exactly. Nah, that deer should never came out.
Yep, that shit crazy. Oh, you heard about Lil Reese getting shot?
Who is that?
He was a rapper. He made that song. He
Yeah, I heard his name.
He was what in happened the drill, to him? The drill thing. They said they just shot up his car. They shot him up, and they say he shot him in the eye. Say he all fucked up. Like, they got him good, man.
They say they mad, too.
I feel.
But it's like.
Them Chicago diggers, they.
I don't even know. Was it in Chicago?
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
They just ruthless out there.
I mean, shit. Them, Florida, New York, I think them, like, top three. I think they're like top three crazy motherfuckers, bro. Mm-hmm. Them niggas don't give a fuck. They will take your ass up.
It was this year.
Yeah, hey, that shit happened like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Who got, y'all know who it was?
Lil Reese. Talking about who shot him? Hell nah. And if I did, I ain't saying shit.
they be right here on where we at right now.
I'm telling you, boy.
Pulling
you
up.
For that shit.
Lil Durk from Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Lil Durk, King Von. Chief Key, Lil Reese, G Herbo. Huh?
Oh, yeah, G Herbo.
What?
It says Reese and others were confronted by a man while they were inside a stolen car.
Wow.
They were in a parking lot.
Was it really a stolen car, though?
Yeah. Them niggas broke. Chief Key's the only one that really made it out.
Bro, why are you in a...
Where he at?
Wow, so the man tracked down his son's stolen car.
Oh, it's his car. What?
His son's stolen car.
What?
Oh.
Now that gangster. That's gangster. That gangster, hands down. I don't give a damn.
Your father checked his son's car to the first block of West Grant Avenue, so that's Chicago, right?
Yeah. I mean,
his son had directed his father by using GPS tracking the car on his cell phone.
So, okay, so after he tracked it down, he just got the blessing out of
him? He confronted Reese and the others.
Oh, yeah, they probably pulled out some guns.
Another person appeared and opened fire on the car. Chicago police spokesman said Monday.
Okay, so what happened to the man? He got away?
The motive of the shooter was unclear.
Shit, we know the motive. Nigga, y'all stole my shit.
Putting the motherfucking
But that's gangster. But they're not saying that the man was connected to the father. They're saying another random man opened fire. They said.
I want to say
another person appeared and opened fire.
He called up.
Yeah, maybe parties. Or maybe somebody of Lil Reese probably shot first and then he shot back.
Oh, that shit. That's a crazy ass story.
Everybody in Chicago be having it on.
Oh, hell yeah, you better. Or if I was in Chicago, bro, I'm carrying at least 2 guns.
When something like that happened, your adrenaline probably be high. So the daddy probably just went there just shooting. Like, hey, nigga, you took my son's car? And just start shooting. Or somebody else start shooting. Ain't no telling what happened.
They crashed the car.
See?
Oh, they tried to. Airbags deployed.
Yeah. Y'all, I seen the video of them niggas laying outside the car. Like, niggas laying all on the ground and shit, man.
They was shot up?
Yeah. And they couldn't move, like, they was on the ground.
It was somebody else's video or the news?
Yeah, somebody else's video. They had, like, they was in a hotel room or something like that. And they just, you just see them on the ground, like, police, ambulance, shit, trying to come by them and shit. And, yeah, that shit was ugly, man. That was the car? Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well, you
had
an SRT.
Sheesh. Sheesh.
Trying to look.
I'm telling you.
No, you good. It's
the
computer.
And cameras and shit everywhere.
No, you good. Oh, and Naja, that big ass computer and ain't gonna help you.
What the hell are you looking at?
Well, get well soon.
Yeah, I was gonna say get well soon, man. But come on, man. You putting yourself in harm's way.
Yeah, do better.
You know what I mean? Shit, like you putting yourself in harm's way, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that dumb shit, man. Again.
It's 2019.
I don't know, that shit just crazy, man. People are, it's, and I don't think it's, I ain't gonna say it's not getting better, but I just feel like, bruh, the way that the world is going, it's gonna get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got, I think the count now is at like 30 million Americans that's not working.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are high. Then you got, they want people to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But people now looking at it like, damn, I done survived this long without a job.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I force myself to go back to an underpaying job and put myself in a position of the same thing that I was in before this shit? A lot of people have opened their eyes and said that, you know, I don't want to do such and such. I don't want to do A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try and do, you know, D and E.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, man, they got to do something to get the market back running.
Well, the first thing is take them unemployment checks away from people who not.
They already took them away.
Who can work?
Yeah, they've already taken them away though.
So yeah,
I think. Yeah.
That's the first thing.
So that's part of the step. You gotta Biden said he gonna try to up the minimum wage, mm-hmm. you got to do that. You got to, you know, put people in position to make money. You know what I mean? So once you force that hand, then you can get the people out here back working, get the market back rolling. Mm-hmm. Where it needs to be. But right now, with the people struggling, and then they see some people that's out here balling all them PPP loans, niggas don't want to take that shit. You know what I mean?
Because I know I've been accepting all, like, when I tell you this year, well, really, both last year and this year, it's the most I ever made off of doing hair.
Mm.
And it's because people really, for one, they getting their hair done.
Mm-hmm.
And people got money now because of the all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
that shit crazy.
It's crazy. Man. When I be looking at how much I be making per month, I'm like, God damn.
Your boof rent is $800 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, girl.
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
Excuse me. Exactly. We working
on
Gooseby Salon and Spa coming soon.
Yeah, you need to get the fuck up out of there.
But
ASAP.
But no, I look at, I be like.
No, for real. When you said that shit early, I was like, bro, I'm going to bring that shit up again. Like, 880, God damn.
You could get an apartment and do
that
out your own.
You feel me? Shit.
I don't want to do that, though.
Nah. You don't want to lay where you work. You don't want to lay where you work. But
yeah. I look at it like that too. That's why it's best to have your own. Might as well have your own, like, and that's what me and my sister working on. Getting our own little salon.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. Yes. How many people work in the salon?
It's like 8 of us.
8 people?
But then 2 people don't even be in there. So she can really rent them out if she want to.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. I'd leave them in there just like that because they ain't paying.
Yeah, they ain't, yeah.
Okay, what's 8 times 800?
16,000.
16,000 a month?
Is that 16,000?
Hey, yeah.
6,000.
Oh, 6,000.
Huh? 6,000. Oh, we got 6,000. So 6,000 a month off rip, and she do hair in the salon. Mm-hmm. Bro, she making, she getting over. She getting over. But it's because, but honestly, it's because of the location.
Yes, and honestly, location, I'm not even mad about how much she charges. That's because the salon is nice. The salon is nice. You haven't been there before, CJ.
That shit
A1,
bro. It ain't no.
But you seen it though. But like you seen it in pictures and stuff. But you ain't seen how the salon look. It's nice. Like, we're getting what we're paying for. Yeah, like, yeah, we're getting yeah, that. But
no, I said it's worth it. But it's like, God,
when you look at that, it's salons, well, suites out here for $1,500 and you paying $800 on your own. It's like, damn, I might as well just go get my own. Because when I look at it, like, when I tally up my money, I probably make $6,000 a month off of just doing hair. Tuesday through Saturday, $6,000 a month, that's good as fuck.
Yeah.
Like.
You said how much?
$6,000.
You make $6,000 a month?
Yeah.
And your boyfriend, oh yeah, shit, well,
that's nothing. But see how I got it set up, my deposits pay for my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So I don't even have to touch the money that I'm making when people come and get their hair done. Okay. But see, this is what I'm having to deal with too. I'm not making $6,000 a month. TK Styles is making $6,000 a month because I have to pay myself, and that's what I'm getting into now. Paying myself and stuff and taking taxes out and all that stuff. That stuff a lot. Yeah, I'm looking at it like, like.
That's so what, you're making $6,000 before taxes, but.
You gotta add.
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah, then I gotta pay myself. But honestly, I'm only paying myself 30% of what I make per week. So if I make $6,000 divided by 4, is like how much? Like $1,500, I think.
Something around
that. So I'm only getting 30% out of that. So it's like $400. That I'm making, but that's what TK Styles is making. But with all that being said, I'm just saying, like, it's money to be made out here.
Yeah. You just got
people
it.
Wanted to spend their money.
You just got it, yeah. And another thing, like, Nigel, with the stuff that we doing, like YouTube and all that stuff, you know, your getting your feet done, your nails done, all that stuff can be written off. Mm-hmm. We need to write all that stuff out.
You can write it out.
Because it's going towards our image. Even you, Taylor.
Expenses.
Even you, because with the podcast, you can put that on there as expenses. Because you have to look presentable to be on the podcast. We making money off the podcast. So that's the way
that. Do you have to be LLC to do that?
I'm not sure, but I'm just finding out about it.
You do file your business for the state, that's just protecting your business. That's just going towards your business. So the receipts and stuff, if you don't have an LLC, then that you would pay that towards your, like, you would file your taxes with those receipts would be your job, basically. Because you don't have an LLC, if that makes sense. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. It's a lot with that, though. Even, like, you can put gas on there. You can put your food. Like, when you go get gas, you can put your food. Because you got to get to work. Yeah. You got to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta do all those the necessities. Yeah. You can even put how much you pay for your rent. They'll give you money off that. You gotta write all that stuff off. Cause honestly, that's what the white people do. That's why they get so much money back from their taxes. Because
I think the dude who did my taxes this year, he got me a lot back. More than I usually get.
But see, that's the thing about taxes. You can't worry about how much you getting back. What you need to be worrying about is
how much you're giving up.
Yes, on that paper. That's what matters. And that's what's going to make them give you loans and give you all that stuff because they're not giving you no money back. You kind of want to break even when it comes to filing your taxes. But I'm still learning the whole thing about that.
But that's especially the beauty of growth and elevation and mm-hmm. things that we've been through is like our parents may not have known this information, mm-hmm. but the World Wide Web, man, it's showing us a lot. Social media is showing us yep. a lot. There's mm-hmm. a lot of ways that you can finesse this fucking government, man.
Yeah.
So get the money, man. Get the money.
It's even harder though being an entrepreneur and yes. like filing your taxes. Yes. I wish I had a job so I don't have to put in note because the job do your W-2s. All you do is just give your W-2 yeah, to the yeah. CPA and then they fill in everything.
We can't
but
do that.
you gotta add up uh-huh. your money. And that's what I was looking
at. That's when you see where your money is really yeah. going.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that shit crazy.
That's what I'm getting into now.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm only spending what I pay myself. That's my money. All the other money is TK Styles money.
You know what's
and
crazy?
And building business money and stuff like that.
How they tell us, you know, knowledge is power mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And, you know, you hear that in school and you be like, okay, they just talking about if I know 2 + 2, if I know 5 × 5, if I know that knowledge or reading these certain type of books
it's
in school, they
neck.
Think you think you know some shit. Like, nah, man, this shit get real
they
out
do.
Here, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are really, I ain't gonna say they getting over, but they finessing this shit, bro.
Yeah. And it's a lot of people finessing it, especially
the right way, though. Not finessing it like, you know, the way that black people will talk to finesse is the drug game
mm-hmm.
or scamming or, you know, that's the finesse. Nah, mm-hmm. hell nah. The real finesse is like you said.
Mm-hmm.
The we ain't going to say that no more. We're going to say the WFs. WFs. They, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Them WLs, but they be getting over.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They be getting over. They know about everything. We don't be
yes.
knowing nothing.
Because mm-hmm.
they've tried to keep stuff from us for a long
exactly.
time, but
exactly.
the time is here.
Exactly. We
you can't keep nothing else from us. We finna, mm-hmm. we about to get on everything. Mm-hmm. Everything.
That shit
yeah.
crazy, man. That shit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I really seen anything else.
Yeah, I don't think I seen anything else. Y'all seen anything else happen this week?
Paul Mooney.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away at 79. I want to give a shout out to his family and, you know, our condolences.
Yeah, sending
to
our condolences to him.
Because he was real big in the comedy community, man. He did a lot. If I'm not mistaken, it was with Eddie Murphy. I think so. If Miss Nige over here would look that up for us, please.
I don't think she can hear you.
Did you get that post?
Oh, yeah, I did post it.
Okay. I mean, I need to do it anyway, so.
On your page? Paul Mooney.
You said Patrick?
Who?
You did?
No, Paul Mooney.
Oh, okay.
Would you want to
He was with Eddie Murphy, right?
It says Richard Pryor show,
right? Richard Pryor.
Oh, okay. That's he had to be with kind of him. I was about to say. Well, no, because 79 yeah. and 69.
Yeah, Paul Mooney, man. You know Paul Mooney.
How old is Richard Pryor? Oh, I know he died, but.
Yeah, he died a while ago.
Richard.
Yeah.
So he worked
he's
with
a
him.
Comedy legend.
Okay.
He's a comedy legend. It wasn't Eddie Murphy, it was Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor died in 2005, and he would have been.
Why is it not showing? Oh, that's
cool.
Well,
it be showing when they die age. 65. Oh, okay.
That's how old he was.
So 2005, that's 15, 16 years, so let's say 81.
16.
It was 81.
79,
so we're
the same age.
Yeah.
Okay.
He 2 years young.
Okay. Well,
but,
rest in peace to him.
Yeah, man. That shit crazy. He the one that said, damn, he got a famous quote. I can't remember what it was, though. I'm thinking about, what's her name? I'm tripping. I'm getting confused with Rick James. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Oh. Yeah, that's definitely not him.
That's not him. But I think he had some, he was funny as fuck, though. He had some good shit. Yeah, but rest in peace to Paul Mooney. He just passed away today.
Rest in peace.
You know.
Was he in any movies and shows and stuff?
Yeah, hell yeah. He did stand-up. He did movies.
But he had an influence on every comedian.
Look at his catalog.
Oh, yeah.
Meet the Blacks. Dave Chappelle. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
He influenced the comedy game big
mm-hmm.
time. And then you was with the GOAT. You know what I mean? You was Richard Pryor is known as the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't.
I heard about this movie.
What?
Homies for Money. Never watched
it. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't really got nothing to tell you. I mean, not Taylor Najee. You still want to say that question for the girls podcast? You remember that question?
When I texted you?
Yeah. Do you remember what it was?
But I think it was something along the lines of, like, do you consider somebody a real friend if they have an issue with you and they hold it back and just start acting different instead of addressing the situation? It don't have to be a friend in any relationship.
Yeah.
They hold it in, and instead of, you know, addressing the situation and coming to you to talk, to work it out, they start acting different.
Oh, yeah. Instead of confronting the issue, they go around about it and say, you know what I mean? Like,
I do that often.
Or they wait until it's built up and then they blow
then they
up.
Then explode.
Up.
Yeah, and then you like, what the fuck?
You talked about me this whole time.
I do that often. Like, I do that. I would say I do that sometimes. Like, I'll let somebody know how I feel about something, and then if I see they don't change it and they still keep doing it, then that's when I'll, like, push away from it. But that's after me saying what they done did before and they just keep doing it. Then I'll push away. But so I don't know. It just depends on what it is, though. Because as I get older, I'm learning to, everything is not used. Everything is not for a fight.
Yep.
Everything is not meant to be said. Right. So as I get older, I'm just learning that I don't have to say everything. Some things I can just keep to myself, charge to the game, and it's just how people is.
Yeah.
And
that's something I'm learning too as well. Like, everything is not worth the battle. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes you just gotta. And even like I was just talking to my brother on the phone. He was saying like he had a grudge against this person that did him wrong. You know what I mean? A person that did him wrong. But it was worse on him because he's holding on to that anger.
And that person moving on with their life.
That person that moved on. And, you know what I mean? It's like, what's the point in still being mad with this person? Like, he said something that really stuck me. He said, he watched the DMX last interview. That was on TV1. Mm-hmm. That just came out. And DMX was saying he felt really at peace because he allowed himself to forgive all his demons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the people that were against him, you know what I mean? He was able to release that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you kind of got to do that because if you don't, it's like you still holding on to that anger and pain, and they moved on with their life and they good. And it's like, you got to, at this point, it need to be, if somebody really has to do something traumatic to me to make me have to blow up or make me have to give them that energy. Yeah. Now, your significant other and things like that, I mean, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like, friends and family, like, you got to allow people to be who they going to be.
Yeah.
And you just treat them how they going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's not worth bringing it up. You know what I mean? It's not worth saying, you know, you cut me right here. You just let it be what it be.
Yeah. I think, you know, and that was like the... That was a turning point for me in my life. This happened to me like 4 years ago with a friend. And I was hurt for a long time. Like, I was hurt for like a year for what she did to me. Like, I was hurt. I was still mad at her and everything. I'm still at the point where you was wrong. I'm not talking to you. You did what you did. But she was going, her life, she was going on with her life. Yeah. But I'm sitting here dwelling on this thing that happened in the past. But this is the hardest thing I ever had to do. I had to come to grips with the situation and just say, I got to accept that this is how it is.
Yeah.
And I got to forgive this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to move on with my life. And guess what? To this day, that person never apologized for being wrong. And still to this day, I don't even think they think that they wrong about the situation. They don't even think they wrong to this day. But I had to accept in my head that, this how I feel. I know it's wrong. And they know it's wrong deep down inside. But sometimes pride is a motherfucker. And people don't want to.
Did you talk to her?
What J. Cole said? Pride
is
the devil.
But I mean,
that's kind of like the question. Like, I feel like if it's somebody that you don't want to lose, if it's a friend or
the friendship had already, it had already, it was already done.
How do you handle it?
But I didn't want to lose the person, but they didn't care about losing me. So when that happened, you got to let them go all the way. But I was still just mad about the situation because I not only lost one friend, I actually lost two friends from that situation. So, but yeah. So yeah, so I held on to that for a long time, but then I had to come to grips with it, and I just had to accept it and just like grow with it.
Yeah, cause that's some bullshit. Like, I don't want to go in depth into it, but like, you trying to stay out of a situation and try to, you know, manage the situation best as possible for both parties, and both parties end up turning on you. It's like, that's some. I'm trying to do the
and honestly, right. The second party, she really didn't really turn on me. Just like, it just, we just.
Yeah. It was too much. Basically. It was just like. Yeah. That shit.
But it's a good outcome now.
I would say, I think that happens. Nah, that happens with men and women because it could be the same situation with a woman coming into play and then the two guys getting mad at, you know, it can happen either way, man.
But see, the difference between a woman and a man, a woman, we gonna say how we feel. A man, y'all gonna
keep that shit going, y'all gonna
play it cool, but y'all ain't gonna say how y'all really, really feel about the situation.
Cause we feel like, what's the point?
I feel like I'm overly expressive when it comes to friends, relationships, whatever, because I always, when something happens at that moment, I tell how I feel. But I've had friends who, like, have been taking mental notes of something that they like that I did, and then they'll tell me when we get in an argument, and that make me feel sour about you, because now I feel like you love being real with me.
Yeah, that's shit. I don't like that. When I'm mad at you, when I'm telling you how I feel about you, then you flip it back on me. Like, no, we're going to talk about what you did, because you didn't have a problem with what I did before, because you ain't bring it to my attention until I brung what I had to say to you to your attention. So, I don't like that.
Yeah, I think that's tough for men. I think that's tough for men. That's one thing that I can say about men that's hard for us to do. Like, we don't want the confrontation on our end. So we like, I ain't gonna bring this shit up. I ain't gonna say shit about it. I'm just let this shit be what it be.
But then you wanna come at me about some shit
I let go? Oh, hell no. You know,
stuff you do have to say, though. Like, you have to say something about it. Like, you can't just not say nothing.
That's what I'm learning. And it's been a situation where that has worked in a relationship. Where, you know, you come to the person like, look, I ain't trying to start nothing. I'm just trying to let you know, like, hey, this, that, and the third. I ain't like this. This will happen. You know what I mean? And then we, you know.
I'm learning to leave that out. That little first part, I ain't trying to start nothing. Because if you put that in there, people going to say you trying to start something. And they going to think that you trying to come at them and trying to start something. But really, you not. But, yeah, you know, really people still going to. They still gonna act like you trying to come at them about something when you really not.
And something that's crazy about with me and Nigel sometimes is we both want the same goal. We both want to just get past the shit, but we take different routes. Like, my route is to shut the fuck up about it. No, my route is to shut the fuck up. We good. If it ain't worth bringing up over, it's good, man. Just let it go. And then her side is, no, we need to talk about it and get through it and build and understand it so it won't happen again.
And that way, it's really, really effective when y'all talk it out, when y'all figure out what the problem is. But see, it ain't even got nothing to do with niggas. It's this family. Stubborn as hell. Y'all don't like to air out y'all problems.
Because our families are like, hey, like, go deal with that shit, man. We ain't got time for that shit. We love you. At the end of the day, we love you. We care about you. Hey, just go handle that shit, man. You got the issue. Because I am who I am. And that's how y'all family is.
Y'all just like, oh, we love y'all at the end of the day. My family, like, we gonna dish the shit out, or I ain't gonna like your ass.
That's your family.
See, but that's how my family is. So we have to, hold this grudge. We're gonna be petty. We're not gonna talk. Yeah. We're not gonna say that type of stuff. So it's best that we
We are petty, but we go do it in a way of, see, I think the difference is we do it in a way of laughter. We do it in a way of laughter.
That's that evil shit.
So we do it in a way of like, we gonna talk shit. We gonna talk shit about it. But it ain't gonna be petty like, oh, I ain't gonna cook you nothing. It be like, nah, here go your meal, you big head motherfucker. You know, we gonna talk shit. Talk shit like that. So you gonna laugh about it, but we talking shit.
Get your plate of shit.
See what I'm saying? It's just different way, and then that's where the blend comes in. So you're the type to, you know, go this route, and then you sniff the other way to go this route, and it's like that's where the clash come in.
But the it's gonna eventually get to the point where you gonna want to talk about it. You gonna want, but
because you gonna want to eventually though.
You gonna want to eventually.
Yeah. But we can't talk about it
because what's gonna happen? The roles are gonna flip.
Yeah, of course.
Which is she's gonna be the type that's gonna not say nothing, that's gone, you know, then you're going to be the one that want to talk about it, and then you be like, dang, it ain't going to work like this. We both going to have to be on the same page, which is talking it out.
I agree, but at the same time, allow a person to have that time to
To think. That's you, though, ain't it? I do. What?
You like to go and sit with your thoughts.
I need that. I cannot. But see, that's the difference. When we are at odds and stuff like that with each other, he don't want to talk. But then when he do want to talk, I don't want to talk. Because I want to give it time. I need to give it some time. I need to give myself some time to think. Everything I'm going to say, I need to rehearse. This is how I live. I need to get my mind together.
I'm going
to
be in the mirror, goddamn it, look.
Yeah, like, man. I be in the car practicing what I'm going to say, all that, because I need to do that. I'm for real.
That means bullshit. You practice all that time, and then after you practice, it's like, goddamn, all that shit I'm trying to say, fuck you,
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. When I do practice sometimes, I don't be saying what I be saying.
Yeah, it ain't. Because be like, the heat of the moment.
I'm gonna tell this. Look. So. Yeah. And don't even fucking be doing that shit.
Yeah, it take you on a whole nother trip, bro.
Start saying a whole bunch of stuff you don't mean.
A whole bunch of other shit. Yeah, a whole bunch of shit.
I don't even take time when I text. I just be sending shit.
Oh yeah,
bruh. Oh my god, I've never dealt with a person like Nigel, bruh. She will through text, she'll argue with your ass so quick, and then she'll be like, "Why you ain't respond?" You be like, "Nigga, I'm still reading."
See, I try not to do that so much because he don't like that.
But I can't argue through a device, bruh.
Yeah,
that shit sucks for me, bruh. Cause I'm like, ah, I can't. I'm holding the phone. Like, I gotta be in person. That's the only way I can get through some shit.
Cause you throw your fucking phone.
You feel me? Like, I can't. And I'm not good at arguing. Period.
Period.
Like,
I was saying.
I'm not good at arguing. Period.
I'm
like,
really
in person, this nigga don't ever want to argue.
No, like, I don't.
There's healthy arguments.
No, no,
healthy disagreements, what she means.
I understand. I understand. But I can't do it. I can't do it.
She do be yelling sometimes.
But she, like,
I calm down.
She's somebody's mama.
She has calmed down a lot.
She's somebody's mama.
She has calmed down a lot. But at the same time, it's like, We kind of got to meet each other both. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I got to raise my intensity up on the level of talking about shit.
Yeah,
because you bring her.
Your
back,
demeanor,
you know,
can
mean?
Come off like you don't care because you just so like, like so chill and so like not
fuck
saying nothing. And sometimes we want y'all emotions to be right here just a little bit. I know y'all ain't going to get all the way up here, but just get at least right there with us. With you know. Real.
That shit tough, man, because once a nigga get mad, he mad, like, fuck the shit, fuck all the shit, I'm done with the shit, fuck the shit, you want to fight about the shit, what's up, you know, so, niggas is different, man, but I understand, though, you gotta, you know, the more you be in a relationship, the more you, you know, go through shit, you kind of see, like, okay, now I gotta kind of meet, you know, but that shit ain't easy, bro. CJ, stay on that single.
He gonna be the perfect boyfriend.
Don't tell you. That nigga gonna know all the keys.
If
to
you
the...
don't be a good boyfriend,
yeah, CJ,
you ain't take nothing from
it's
nobody
you.
Around at you. Because there's too many people in relationships around you.
Hurt my head.
I know he be getting on your nerves. I know he be getting on your nerves.
Come over here. Hell yeah, man. She fucking.
She be like, I don't know why the fuck you telling me this.
Oh, and it's your fucking sister house.
It's the same thing. Then you go home. It's the same thing.
I'm telling you, bro.
They get funnier.
Yeah, because they're your people. Yeah.
They really got to deal with each other.
I'm telling you.
They got to deal with each other, but my parents on a different level. Them motherfuckers petty as hell.
Because they have afforded the right to be petty. Mm. If I've been with a motherfucker 40 years,
oh, yeah.
I can be petty.
I can do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Huh?
They've been together like 20 some years.
That's close 30. Enough.
Yeah.
Because at least 31.
I don't fucking know.
What's her name is Pay 31. So we'll just
they
go
had
on.
Paid before she.
I know,
but they were
together.
Still together.
Yeah.
They dealt with each other.
If they dealt with each other, they got a 31 year old child. You feel me?
They got a 31 year old child. They fucking been together for 50 years.
If they having sex, if your mama and your daddy doing sexual
positions, we gonna wrap the podcast up.
And they having sex,
we gonna wrap the podcast. You ain't gotta keep saying it.
I just want to get a reaction. He just laughing.
He not gonna get it. You not gonna get a reaction out of him.
What do you feel crazy?
I don't know.
Nasty. I gotta talk to Rick about it. Rick can tell me shut the fuck up.
Exactly. I'm like, bro, I don't wanna hear that.
I don't wanna hear that shit, nigga.
Your page are gonna be looking at you. Exactly. Shut up.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Cause I ain't really, you know, too much that's going on. We got a special guest coming up this Sunday. I think we're gonna try to get Brandon on him. We're gonna try to get Brandon. We're gonna see.
That fucking play out.
Yeah, exactly. We might have to pull up on his ass. But
y'all just stay tuned for the next episode.
Yeah, man. We got a lot of shit that's going on, a lot of changes that's gonna be happening with the podcast. Mm-hmm. So we just wanna make sure y'all, you know, understand that and make sure you check out the clips on the YouTube page and also check out the full video on the YouTube page.
And y'all start like commenting and telling us what stuff y'all want us to talk about, what y'all want us to start doing. Because we here for y'all.
Exactly. My name is DJ ATL. Follow me at YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram. Follow me at.
And it's your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also, do not forget to follow the Real Atlanta Podcast, Instagram, every platform. Anchor break. I got to go in there. Come on, help me.
What's going on right now?
I don't know the rest of the
Anchor Breaker.
It's a lot of them. We on Google every platform.
Your platform.
Just type in Real Atlanta Podcast.
YouTube, TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We on every platform. Every platform.
All you really gotta do is just type in. I can't stand y'all. All you really gotta do is just type in Real Atlanta Podcast and just type whatever you want it to be on. Exactly. Like if you want to
go to Google,
TikTok or yeah, just go to Google and type in whatever you want to type in and follow us and find us. And y'all make sure y'all follow us on YouTube, hit that like, subscribe, and that bell. And we are
out. That's a whole lot.